Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, looks like it was pretty much a general risk-off type of trading day today.
You know, it is, Randy, and I think you look at the planting progress. The corn came in at 26% planted, and that's at the five-year average. Soybeans, 19% planted, and that's 10% above or ahead of average. And I think that added some weakness. And then you look at the outside markets that are negative. Crude oil is sharply lower. The Dow Jones is under some pressure. And, again, just a risk-off day, like you said.
Yeah, we did see canola so far hanging on to their gains, and then the lean hog markets hanging on to their gains.
That's about the only two, and you look at the lean hogs, too, sharply lower yesterday, down over $2, so pretty close to unchanged, maybe slightly higher today, but yeah, just planting progress, open weather for planting. You look at new contract lows in the Chicago wheat, and I think the managed money positions there have the largest short position in 5 years, so that certainly limits any upside move. And when you look at those new contract lows in Chicago, again, that's down the levels we saw or last have seen 2 years ago.
Yeah. The Fed meeting playing into this at all, you think, or not?
Oh, I think it is to a point. You know, another bank failure on Monday. You talk of another interest rate increase, and that's I think affecting those outside markets. And certainly, you look at the grains here. The past week, we've been under some pressure and just some follow through selling.
Yeah, for sure. Now we talked about the hog market, but the livestock market, that was a tough day there too.
You know, the live cattle, just economic concerns and the negative outside markets, I think, weighing on that today. A softer cash trade the last couple of weeks, and looks like a light cash trade traded here today, maybe a dollar lower, and that's adding some weakness. The red ink and the live cattle certainly spilling over to the feeders, and they're sharply lower today. The lean hogs, both sides have unchanged. Again, the pressure in the cattle markets limiting the upside, and the negative outside markets, again, weighing on the meats as a whole.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about here?
You know, I think we're into the month of May, planting progress, especially through the Corn Belt. Guys are going pretty hot and heavy, and as we move up into this North Country, we have some warmer temperatures. The sun is out. We got a breeze. Tractors will be rolling here in a short period of time as well. So planting pressure in the outside markets, and we'll see what the Fed says this week.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.